coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Special thanks to the Malkers for being in. Man, they're fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good
and
people.
And they are professionals, Bay Area Realty. I'm telling you, you're looking to buy or sell a house, you can't do better than them. Plain and simple.
Fun to do business with people you like.
Absolutely.
And they are very likable people.
Absolutely.
They're just, you know, salt of the earth. They're Green Bay people, which is cool.
By the way, we had Frank from Frank's Dinner Theater on today. They got a really cool thing going today at Klipstein Park. Was that 11:30?
11:30,
Todd?
I think till 2.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
11:30 to Klipstein Park in Ashwaubenon. Then they got their Beach Boys, their new show starting up this week.
Friday.
But I just noticed, I forgot to say, I didn't see this. I would have good to mention. Today is David Hasselhoff's birthday,
yes.
72. Frank's kind of like the Hoff of Northeast Wisconsin.
He's like the Herms.
He's like the Herms. Don't you agree?
I don't know.
You don't know who?
You don't know David Hasselhoff?
Do you?
Oh my God. Kaylin,
do you know?
Nobody doesn't know David Hasselhoff.
Kaylin may not, only because, Jim, she's younger than us.
Okay?
She knows.
An embarrassingly reason why I know.
Let's hear it.
Because it's in the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special movie.
Thank you. Whatever it takes. Some people remember him. He was the main entertainer as they were knocking down the Berlin Wall. The Iron Curtain.
David Galaxy thing she's talking about?
He's huge in Germany.
He's huge in Germany. But he's also, you never watched Baywatch?
The Kit Car.
And also that, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I know who he is. All right. I got a story, but not just whatever.
What, you know him?
Did he have soft hands?
No, I...
like the Dalai Lama.
I met the Dalai Lama. I did meet the Dalai Lama, by the way.
He had really soft hands.
That's what he's...
That's the most memorable aspect. How do you know? Have you met David Hasselhoff?
No, but he was at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he kind of asked somebody if they wanted his autograph.
Oh. How do you know this?
That's weird. And we interviewed the guy he asked.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was a year ago.
Introduce our special guest.
But isn't that great? We have a very special... You know how John and I don't know if you listen to our show, but everyone we bring in here is better than us.
I don't know about everybody.
Pretty much. It's in the 90s.
At least the
for
sober
sure.
ones.
NWTC is just a great institution here in Green Bay. I mean, it's... it was one of the fastest growing technical colleges in the United States and offers over 200 programs that, you know, people think of dental or welding, but it's everything in between.
Yep.
It's just business degrees, 2-year degrees, 4-year degrees. And you, young lady, Kaylin Hauser.
Yes.
You are the outstanding student of the year.
Yes.
And I think that's like awesome. I know you graduate December, so you still got a semester to go, but, you know, there's, 7,000 students out there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know there's that many.
There's a lot.
But, again, I think one of the reasons is there's a lot of returning students.
Mm-hmm.
And just the breadth of things that they offer, from culinary to, like I said, the welding, and I teach a business class out there.
I would love to take a welding class.
Yeah, and they have that, and it's totally certified. You get out of there and you're, what are you guaranteed? What, 22 an hour or something like that? I mean, it's pretty decent money when you just for getting started.
So anyway, I could take that class and become a professional welder.
You could.
No.
You
got to test in.
You have to what?
You have to get into the class. Like, you got to know math. Anyway, back to Kaylin, who does know math because she's a student of the year.
It doesn't, man. I could say, I want to cure cancer. I got growing these mushrooms, they cure cancer. It'll never work.
I'm just saying, John, there's nothing I
can do or say that he encourages me about.
I do.
Todd, am I being honest on that?
I bet he's a great professor at the
college. I encourage people, but there's got to be some basics, and that's where, I don't know. I don't want to go
NWTC
there.
NWTC has the basics. You can learn math.
That's what I'm saying. Some remedial math and probably some We don't need writing or reading. You're good at that. But just some remedial math and geometry, some things like that. And I think once those classes are done, he could get into the welding.
I could never pass the geometry class. That would be impossible.
I think you could do it.
No, you don't know me.
This is the student of the year telling you can do it.
At least she's encouraging.
She is. That's why she's the student of the year. Hey, anyway, congrats on that. We want to kind of celebrate you. But tell us a little bit about your story. You grew up here in Green Bay. And mm-hmm. I'm always curious as to why students go to NWTC versus, you know, we got another university right across the street at UWGB.
Well, I wasn't quite sure how long I wanted to go to school for, and I don't have my dream job set out in front of me yet. So I kind of went a little bit from what interests me, I don't really know. And I spent 2 days just Googling jobs that I'm like, I don't know, maybe this sounds fun. And my fiance actually went to NWTC as well. So I already knew this school exists. Let me check them out and kind of scroll through their degree page to see welding. No, that's not for me. culinary, maybe. And I landed on the administrative assistant program, which I was like, oh, this sounds really interesting. Let me look up what an administrative assistant does. And NWTC actually merged that and a couple other classes into the office management program. So I was already, I think, a semester and a half into the administrative assistant program when they did that. So I had a bunch of classes done for the larger program, but it was more of a, I know that I can take it further. You know, I could do my 2-year degree here. And if I change my mind later or I want to apply it to a 4-year, I could go back. I could go somewhere else.
I think that's a great way of doing it.
And what I like about TC is 90% of the graduates find jobs mm-hmm. in their field, which is, I don't know if it's still that, but I mean, it's very high.
Right. Yeah.
They're very good about placement. And office management, I mean, businesses need that. Everybody gets a good sales guy and gets a good engineer. But mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not running the shop.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
And you're learning not only academically, but you're interning as well, right?
Yeah. So I actually have a full-time job at Nicolet National Bank where I'm a project coordinator. And I get to apply all of my classes that I've learned. I've taken a bunch of accounting classes that have you wouldn't really think that accounting applies to project management, but it totally does. A bunch of skills about team working and
awesome.
Networking stuff.
I think I'll give the college a lot of credit for emphasizing teamwork because that's what it is today. Even, you know, as Todd reminded us, we're much older than you. But when we were your age, the smartest kid became the doctor.
Yeah.
And now they're still smart, but boy, you got to be able to work as a team or you're not getting into certain schools. So,
yeah, totally.
And I think that's great that I even with a TC is teaching a business class, we do a project and some students come up and say, oh, Mr. Schmidt, I'd like to do this by myself. It's like, no, can do. You got to work as a team.
Then, even if you think you can, you still have to learn how to work with other people.
Right. And I think that's great. So tell me about this student of the year. How did you apply or did a professor anoint you or what?
I got an email one day and said, you got nominated, show up and we're going to give you a fancy dinner and a little piece of paper. And that's kind of what happened.
Well, there's a lot behind the scenes on that. A lot of people that I think could qualify. I mean, deserving of all that. So what are your plans?
I just want to say one thing. We're talking about how much older we are than her. Her and I have one thing in common. When I was in high school, I wore the exact same shoes that she's wearing right now. Chuck Taylor Converse All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have a pair.
Do you too?
I do, just like that. I was going to actually tell her nice shoes.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't wear anything else.
They're the best.
All right. I'm odd man out
and
here.
And it's like the younger generation has discovered them.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's awesome.
I've been wearing them for forever.
Yeah, they're the best.
All right.
Shout out to my mom for buying me my first pair.
Way to go, Mom.
So I'm glad John is an honest guy because you're talking about, you know, how smart she is and this, how smart she is and this and the school, this. And John's like, well, the one thing we do have in common is we have the same
shoes.
Hey, fashion sense is important.
Absolutely.
It is. Oh, you got to be styling. You got to be styling.
Yeah. Yep.
So tell me about your, can I ask how old you are? Or you don't have to just.
I'm 19.
Okay. Green Bay. Tell me about Green Bay. You like it? You're going to stick around?
Yeah. I like the environment. There's random fun stuff to do all the time. Me and my fiance are going to the farmer's market tonight for the first time this summer. I'm super pumped. There's one in De Pere. So make a long story short, I work at the flower shop that's across the river from us, Petal Pusher.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I get to see so many cool places in De Pere and in Green Bay, and we've gone everywhere to set up weddings and for big events. So that's actually a super great opportunity for anybody looking to explore a place more, is like work at a flower shop, because you get to see all the cool event spaces.
I worked in a flower shop. I did.
Did you?
And I was wearing Chuck Taylor's at the same time. I did. Wow. I delivered flowers and worked in a flower shop.
Yeah, it's great.
High school. Yeah.
But people didn't tip him.
I don't. You don't get tipped all the time. No, I know. You do a really good job.
But people do tip the flower delivery people.
Yes.
But Johnny, I don't know.
The larger events are a little bit different. But
right,
yeah.
Right. That's like a group dinner or something like that. Or banquet. But people would deliver flowers. Anyway.
I had the police called on me one time when I was delivering flowers.
Yeah.
True story. Well, I won't get into it, but go ahead.
Your favorite part of TC? I mean, you seem smart enough. You went to Bay Park. You could probably go anywhere you wanted to. You chose TC a little bit because of your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit because you weren't really sure where you wanted to put your money because you didn't really know what you wanted to do, which I think there's a whole lot of 19-year-olds out there that feel the same way you do. I'm really glad you did something because statistically, you're going to make $1 million more than if you didn't go to school.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a job with benefits. And sometimes if you just go from high school to a job, you don't get the benefits and vacation and all that. So, I mean, that was just financially, that was a really good move.
And I just for myself, I went to community college for 2 years. Best thing I ever did. Because, I mean, I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. Right. And then you devote, you know what I mean? And harder switching from a 4-year to another 4-year, whatever.
Yep.
I think community colleges like this are awesome.
And you don't go bankrupt. I mean, it's 2 years at, you know, Norbert's and Lawrence.
It's basically the same classes.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
So with that, what do you hope to do? You got a degree. You're student of the year in office. Is it, what do they call it now? Office management?
Office management.
Okay. You're going to go work in the mayor's office as chief of staff?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not? Oh, my God. Somebody just texted. Todd, get ready with the bell. Here comes the question. Oh, my Lord. Whoever just texted that, Todd, that's incredible. Oh, my Lord. Because every time he calls it a brain drain when too many people like yourself leave the area.
He does.
So if people like you say they want to stay, he, every 100% of the time, tries to encourage them to get into politics.
Okay.
And our listeners, even that's what he texted just now, Todd, get ready with the bell.
That was Tori, yep.
Tori.
I don't know that I said that politics necessarily is management, chief of staff. You know, that those are really, really important from the technology standpoint, from the flow of information to the accountability. I mean, you just need to keep accurate records.
Yeah.
And you've studied all that.
I wouldn't say I'm a professional at it, but yeah, I know a little bit about it.
Do you work with Mike Daniels over at Nicolet?
I don't. No. He's a little bit too cool for me.
Not too cool for us.
Other advice for other students that when they're in high school.
Yep.
We're going to get back to that when we
quick
come
break.
Back.
Okay. I know the mayor. Back after this. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday. 65 already in Oshkosh, 64 in Appleton, 63 in Green Bay, getting up to the mid-70s today. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Terry Barr will be joining us with a little slice of Wisconsin. But first, we still have Kaylin Hauser, NWTC, the outstanding student of the entire school.
And we talked about why you chose NWTC because you weren't sure what you wanted to do and you didn't want to spend money maybe you didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about the school that made you stay there?
I mentioned it before, but the customizability of your schedule, if you can only afford or you only have time to take one class per semester, you can only take one class per semester. There's no required amount of credits that you have to take. Depending on the program, but you can choose to do some in person. You can do some virtually. I do all of mine virtually. I don't go in for any of my classes. So I'm taking a class right now and I'm here today. So it's really nice to just do whatever works for you.
And I want to give the school.
But that doesn't work for everybody.
No, it does not.
Oh, yeah. I some students need to be in class.
Yeah. Like, well, and it depends on your degree, too. My fiance did diesel mechanic. Well, you can't really do that virtually. So.
Right. But then again, look at the breadth of offerings there. You know,
did you know he taught there? He teaches there?
Yes.
And sometimes we teach at night, and they're doing that for the students. I mean, that's not my favorite time to teach.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because that class goes to what? 9:20 or something?
Yeah, it's late.
So while you're here, refer to him as professor.
Jim's fine. Tell me, there's students like you 2 years ago that are juniors in high school, seniors in high school, and it's like, I don't know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I may take a gap year. I'm not a big fan of gap years, but I'd like to hear it from you. You're living it.
Well, professor.
Thank you.
I would just recommend looking around. Don't wait till you're a senior and then go, oh yeah, crap, I need to pick which college I go to.
Right.
Ask around, ask your siblings, your parents, your friends, whatever, about what they did to see maybe what might work for you. But I think doing the good old Google search about what's near you and what the price range might be. But the other big thing is seeing what your high school offers, because my high school offered a bunch of college classes that I took during high school and didn't have to take during college.
Talk about that.
Ran into a young, was he from Bayport? He might have been from Bayport the other day.
West Dupier.
Okay. He's got, going into college,
mm-hmm.
he's got 54 college credits.
Yeah.
Going into college.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it's possible.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Think of the money you save when you're in high mm-hmm. school getting college credits. And
yeah.
Bayport offered that to you?
Yeah, they had a couple dual credit classes and some classes that earned you college credit. So I had an NWTC professor teach an English composition class that I took during my regular high school hours and took a high school class, and it counted for high school and it counted for
nice.
College. Love that teacher. He was
think
great.
Of the difference. Think of that, the money you're saved.
Yeah.
I mean, how
yeah.
much would a normal, or shouldn't say normal, but pick a school someplace, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, how much would each credit cost you going there? You know, especially if you're living there in the food plan and the yada, 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 yada,
yeah.
versus sitting in class at Bayport in yeah. high school
right.
and getting the exact same accreditation
right.
versus yep. that. That's mind boggling.
Yeah. Yeah, I you have to divide it by the credits, but I don't know how many credits you're going to take, but it's $25,000 to go there. It used to be. It's probably more now, but that's it's in-state at Madison was 25, but that was, 8 years ago she was there. tell me about, you made a comment, and I want to pick up on that. You said he's a great professor.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me, what makes a great professor?
I think the ability to, read the room. Okay, well, this activity is not hitting with anybody. No one's paying attention. Everyone's on their phones, and being able to switch and adjust and say, okay, we're going to go take a walk through the school and talk about it.
Are students allowed to be on their phones in a class these days?
They're not supposed to be.
But they do, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I can't even imagine that in my era.
Yeah, he was super good at being a little bit more, okay, I understand that, you're a little stressed out about your other 5 AP classes that you're taking. Let me know when you can get this done. And it was really nice to work with them to adjust your schedule.
I want to give TC a little bit of credit. I'm sure there's great professors everywhere, but they do hire people who I think have been out in the field. I mean, we're not academics our whole life. Mm-hmm. I think we went to school, obviously, but...
I told you about...
You would be a good teacher, Johnny.
Thank you. But I told you about the college president. I had this discussion with one time, and he asked me in my profession, media, what could his school do better? And I said, more hands-on.
Yeah.
Because when we have kids from your school come in, they don't have that practical experience. And he goes, well, we're not a trade school. We're more into the yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the media business and you need somebody to do something on deadline and edit and shoot and whatever, whatever, your students don't have that experience. Well, that's not what we're for. That's more. Congratulations
both.
Then. You're. Students aren't going to get that first job that they need.
Well, and TC does both. I mean, they teach some theory, but there's a practical thing too. And just even with this business class, one of the projects that the team has to do, you can't do it individually, is you kind of design a food truck and put a business plan together. And we just got in our cars and came down to the farmer's market, the one you're going to tonight.
Yep.
And what looked at different food trucks, I give them all some money, go buy something. Why'd you buy that? And the culture and the design and that's the practical side of business, whereas I think sometimes if you just sit and read theory.
The theory, exactly.
which is
great until you go for a job interview and they ask what kind of good. Because the most, I will say this, I'm 90 years old, basically. The kids that get hired first are the ones that are going to be the least amount of effort for the people you're going to be working for. Yeah. Okay. Make their jobs easier, mm-hmm. and you'll get hired. If you've got to be learning the whole time, and I know some professions are different, I understand that, but trust me, getting that practical experience. Got a text here. I believe the number of graduates from GBAPS that graduated with associate's degrees was 160. It was awesome to see them with both recognition during graduation. Great program for the area with dual credits. Brian from Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going off of your experience thing. I get a lot of weird looks when I tell people, well, I'm doing them all virtually, and they're like, well, how are you getting active experience? Well, I say, but then I'm going to work every day, and I'm putting all
applying
of the knowledge,
that.
And
absolutely.
I actually am getting experience while I'm in school learning
Perfect.
About it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's a I don't want to use the word gift, but having that school here is quite an opportunity because I think everybody talks 4-year colleges, and it is a 4-year college, but you can do something in 2 and. You know, there's people, this is where they go to a 4-year college, you know, and I'm not saying it's Norbert's or Lawrence, but after a while they go back to TC to learn how to do something.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing though, too, is you guys are thriving. I mean, a lot of these schools are struggling. Was it Marinette closed or Manitowoc is?
Yeah. And some of these, university system is in. You guys are growing, and you've expanded, and you do have and of course, you're online, and they have great technology there, but they have a great facility there.
Oh, their campus is
it's unbelievable.
So cool.
And they really do the extra. They put flowers out there. It's just a very cool place to teach.
A lot for veterans.
Yes, they
have a very strong veterans program.
Yep. They have their own little, office for it.
Yep.
And I the parking lot is usually full.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of people there. But I just want to end with, the breadth of offerings, that 200 different programs, that's a lot. That's just your husband or your fiance, I mean, is in diesel, and you know, you're in office management, and there's everything in between.
See, a diesel mechanic?
Yes.
I'd love to be a diesel mechanic.
Yeah.
I really would.
What?
Welder and diesel mechanic.
Huh?
Said you were going to be a welder and a diesel mechanic?
Yeah, he'll do it all. He's going to do it all.
Yes.
Caitlin, we're really proud of you, and
thank you for
talking about the school. Congrats to you.
7,000 students, and you're the top one.
Right. That's very cool.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and you keep in touch. We want to follow your career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And when you do run into Mike Daniels, tell him we said hello.
Okay, I will.
All right. Give her a raise, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to start a quick break. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, coming up next. To find you with the
download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Man, we've had some impressive people on today, but Kaylin Hauser, NWTC, Todd, we'd hire her right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, I don't know what she really wants to get into, but she would do very well here.
Absolutely.
Great personality, and she obviously works hard. She's
Kaylin and the Mayor or something like that.
Yeah, I like
it.
She
went to work. You know, she takes her classes online, and then she goes to interns at Nicolet, and then, she's just a great student.
Hey, Terry, hang on one second. Todd, so we've been doing this show for 13 months.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've seen one of these.
What is that? Is that a bookmark?
It's a Green Bay Titletown USA bookmark with the mayor on it. Today's reader is tomorrow's leader, Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Oh, my God. He had a name for everything.
Why didn't you shave before you had this picture taken? Just look at that.
He looks like Nixon.
That was a little.
But anyway, so on the back, Terry, we're going to put you to the test here. On the back of this bookmark that he handed out in 1996.
It was 2006 or 7 or 8
is
or 9.
Green Bay trivia. Terry Barr.
Yeah.
She's a Green Bay lady.
Civic Media. She lived in Green Bay.
I know. She's a Green Bay lady. She'll know all these.
Okay. Terry Barr, how many parks are in Green Bay? Multiple choice. How many parks are in Green Bay? 18, 42, or 63?
In the city of Green Bay.
Yes. Just the city.
Let's go with the middle one.
42 is your answer.
That's a lot.
63.
Can you believe that? A city our size, 50 square miles, we have 63 municipal parks. Now, some of them are a little small city areas, but Bay Beach is one, Wildlife Sanctuary. We have some big parks, and then we have some smaller parks, Astor, St. John's, St. James.
Wow.
Next one. That's a lot. And we have to maintain them all.
How many passengers does Green Bay Metro transport annually? 500, 3,200, 1,444.
You emphasize that number. I feel like I have to go with that, but wow, that seems like a lot.
1,444,464.
Those aren't individual people. Those are the number of, just so you understand, it's kind of like the NFL draft. That could be the same person.
Yeah,
twice a day. Okay. Sure. Right.
Okay. I just put 1 million people. We got 100,000 people that live here.
All right, Terry Barr, how many rides are there at Bay Beach? 16, 18, or 24?
Oh, there's got to be 24.
You're exactly correct. Nice. Nice job, Terry Barr.
Terry, there's actually more now. We've added a couple rides.
Terry, last one. I'll put you out of your misery here.
She's the world's like, worst trivia.
Yeah, that used to be me.
How many students are in the Green Bay School District? 21,000, 16,000, 27,000?
27.
21.
21.
21.
21. Come on.
Terry, you just failed in knowing your Green Bay.
You must
not be a reader and tomorrow's leader.
Yeah, and just for the record, Terry, I usually did that in fourth grade. So
you look really different from this picture. Did you get that touch up to make your head smaller?
No.
Okay.
Jeez, thanks.
Wait, now, I assume you're talking to the mayor and not me.
Okay. That was nice, Terry. No, he was. All right.
I would like one of these bookmarks just to keep it for myself.
I've got plenty of them.
We all would.
Oh, my God.
Terry Barr, Civic Media Slice of Wisconsin. What is going on?
Hi, you guys. Oh, my gosh. It's great to be back with you.
Great to have you.
My slice of Wisconsin. All right. Since we're doing trivia, my slice for this week is about Wisconsin political conventions.
Oh, yeah.
How many political conventions have been in Wisconsin? Now, we're talking the big ones, the major ones.
Jim?
Well, last 4 years ago, the DNC was here in Milwaukee. But since the Republican Party was founded in Wisconsin, I'm going to guess a lot. Do I have some multiple guess?
No.
He only does
that
multiple.
That would make it too easy for you.
Well, it would either be in Milwaukee. We've never had one in Green Bay. So it's
Madison?
Either Milwaukee or I don't know if Madison. Well, Madison would have a Democrat one. I don't think the Republicans would go there.
I'm going to say I'm going to say 14.
I'm going to say five.
Yeah. Officially, according to all the records, only the two. The one that is currently happening, Republican
really?
National
and the
Convention.
Democrat?
Isn't that, I know, yeah. And then the one in 2020, which was Democratic,
right.
But a lot of that ended up online.
Yeah, that's COVID.
So which city has had the most conventions? And now we're kind of stretching outside of Wisconsin.
Philly.
Chicago. Yeah. Was it Philly?
Who said Chicago?
I did.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I should have
we're stretching outside.
They have had the most since the late 1800s. And again, they're going to be hosting in August.
Yeah.
So there you go.
How many is the most?
It was around 14.
Oh, and that's what I guessed for the
you
other
did.
One.
You
wow.
Did. You had it mixed up, John.
I'm all over this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
John's such a political study. Yeah, that's
aficionado.
Okay. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Well, and I'm so curious watching this whole thing happen because it's 50,000 people in Milwaukee right now, and they have had to reach out because, you know, even though to us in Wisconsin, Milwaukee is the biggest city, it's still one of the smaller cities to ever host a big political convention. So they have had to stretch out at least 60 miles to have enough hotels.
Wow.
I am so curious to see what is going to happen with the NFL draft next year.
Yeah,
if
we
you're kind of
about
comparing it to those numbers, which, wow, Green Bay's going to get, what, three times the number?
We don't know. And here's the reason we say that, though, is because Detroit, they were talking about, you know,
three quarters of a million
people were there. Okay.
700,000.
But even like we had Brad Toll on, who's the director of the Visitors Bureau here, and he said, well, total, you know, from sun up till sundown, when you add everybody together, but, you know, it might have been half that number versus, you know what I'm saying? They're counting where people are getting counted three times. On Monday, he was there. And we had 300,000. Oh, Tuesday we had 3. It's not like there were 600,000 new people.
It's like our bus rides.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Okay,
yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to count it by, I suppose, the same way they are in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah.
How many hotel rooms are we using? How many, you know, other kinds of numbers and not necessarily a person who's coming and going and coming and going.
You know, I forgot to tell you this, Jim. Real quick thing here, Terry. You mentioned about the draft and everything. Jim, remember when you and I talked about, you know, all these people wanted to rent out their houses for huge money? And we said, well, how surprising would somebody be if it's like a neighborhood that's not so good and it looks good? I saw one yesterday.
Up rent?
And it's like, okay, might be real, but you know, if you didn't check out the whole neighborhood and everything, you're not putting anything down. Yeah. But if somebody's like, hey, I got a house, $2,500 a night, this is going to be great. And
he's probably going on his own.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
Totally.
We had a guy on here who runs an agency. He's out of Madison, actually, and he rents homes out. And John asked him, because, oh, we need homes so bad. We just need them so bad. You know, the hotels are being taken up, and we want to, you know, kind of the closer the better, but, you know, we'll rent homes anywhere. And John said, will you take any home? Guy goes, no. No, we won't. So I think the homes that are for rent by owner may...
They'll be vetted.
They're not.
I mean, those are the ones that won't be, and people might be like,
right.
Ooh.
Because I...
Like when you go to a hotel, and it's like, oh, this isn't how it looks on fly.
And we're doing that. And he came over to our house. I mean, oh, you should do this. But they take pictures and they provide the linens, the towels. I mean, they really,
It's always the linens, Todd. Jim's always all about the linens.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Him and the linens. Sure as long as they match.
Yeah.
As long as
the
they
linen
match.
King of Green Bay.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We have a friend who's considering renting out her house in Green Bay, but then she said, what do I do with everything else? I'm happy to leave the linens and the towels, but do I have to lock everything else up in a different room?
That's been the big question.
You know, I love it though.
People understand. It's not like a full-time Airbnb where everything's got to be emptied out. But I mean, you have to have space for them to put their clothes and the in the dressers but you do have to do some. Yeah, you got to put some stuff in lock and key. We have a couple places that we're going to put locks on, but I don't know. It's something to look at. I mean, why not make an extra 10, 15, 20 grand, you know? I mean, if you got another...
make a friend along the way if you're going to be home at the same time.
Oh, no, that's different. That's different.
Oh,
that,
okay.
We talked about doing that. We chose...
Donna actually wanted to do that, right?
Yeah, my wife wanted to do that, but I don't want people... Yeah, my dog wouldn't like that. People coming in at 2 in the morning, and we're just going to... Take him and go away.
Your dog would never come out from under the bed for the entire week.
But I think, Terry, what people...
Exactly. Terry,
if you're going to have... Let's say you're going to rent out 2 bedrooms in your house. You got a 3-bedroom house. You're going to rent out 2 bedrooms to people. That's a little bit different because you're going to have people coming and going. And that's a little weird.
Right.
But they're also... I think they kind of expect breakfast, too. And, of course, I love cooking. That wouldn't bother me a bit. But that's a different type of thing than I'm doing. I'm just turnkey. I'm leaving. So... Anyway.
You're out.
Yep.
You are out.
We are
that's
out.
What I've heard they've done in Milwaukee, too, that some folks, during this week have rented out their homes and said, I'll see you when this is over.
Would that be...
That would be the way I would do it. I wouldn't want to be around.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if some big liberal Democrats says, I'll rent out a couple rooms.
Yeah.
The Republicans show up.
Yeah.
What's this blood on the floor?
It could be interesting. Anyway. Terry, are you going down there? You haven't been there, right? To the convention?
No, I have not. I have been writing all my stories remotely, observing a lot of things, taking some photos. We've got a photographer there, so sending photos so I can add those to stories. It's a blast to watch from just a little bit afar because I've done some of these in the past. So I get it. I know what's happening. And I'm happy to watch from a little bit.
I remember when I was at one of the TV stations, and I want to say it was in New Orleans or something like that in the 80s. And they lost their car. They had a rental car, and they parked it someplace illegally, and it was towed.
Yeah.
And they had no idea where it was sent to. And that was a huge thing for the station. They lost their rental car. It was towed from,
Yeah, you're better up.
You got to know what you're doing when you go to those kind of things in those cities. Yeah. You really do. I'm not a fan of it, to be honest. We're going to those kind of events anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to those kind of things anymore.
Early,
but then it gets old. Yeah.
I have to say, if you
keep doing it and doing it, you're like, been here, done this.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
If you really want some decent coverage of the RNC all day long, if you go to civicmedia.us, it's updated constantly. There's video there. There's stories, as Terry was saying. She's updating stories and all that kind of stuff. Pretty cool stuff. I would not want to be there either, though.
No.
I don't know.
Jim and I went to a thing. Terry, I don't know if you were, right before we started the show, we went to, because Civic Media had a big thing set up at the Democratic thing in Green Bay. What was that, Jim?
It was
Not a convention. Was it a convention?
It was, wasn't it?
It was the convention, but
state convention.
It had to be. It was. It was the state. It was the state Democratic convention and civic media. Ah, yeah, we had just started, so that's when
we hadn't even started the show yet.
We haven't even started, so that's when we were saying
they invited us.
We were saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
Back then.
But I just felt really out of place. I felt really, not because it's Democrat or Republican or anything, but just being around all these people that are so, for lack of a better, geeky about politics.
Just
there's nothing else to talk to anybody about.
You talk to people and they're just looking over your head to see who's more important.
Right.
And
exactly.
Yeah, that was different. But we did go. And,
yes, we did.
That was the first time we met Sage.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's and look where you are now.
I know.
Exactly.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, we're here.
I thought she was thinking you should have been nicer.
Yeah. You can say yes or no when you want.
Yeah.
Now we do. It's pretty.
I think back then they were still talking about us being statewide.
Yeah, kind of throttled back a little bit.
That's not good.
The reason we're not statewide is every time someone got up from, you know, a Tammy Baldwin or the governor, John would be who's that? Who's that? So they're like, yeah, we better keep this guy
that
local.
That is true.
That is true. After all this time.
Yeah, you know me, Terry.
Some things don't change.
I was sports. And that was it. That was it. Well, Terry, stick around. We got lots more we need you to tell us about, okay?
Yep.
You got it.
All right. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, Civic Media, coming back after this. You know what? I misread that. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here with Terry Barr. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. They're an incredible deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Again, low as $18 per window, $81 per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This ends on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Love them.
Yep. And we love Terry Barr.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you guys, you're doing commercials, spots, endorsements. You're big time now.
We are. They're knocking the door down.
That's amazing. Good for you. Good.
Thank you very much. Hey, you doing any fun stuff?
Hey, let's talk more numbers for next week. Since we've been on this numbers thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
Next week is EAA. How fired up are you to get back to EAA? And see, now we're talking what? 600,000 people over the course of the week at EAA, and they don't seem to have any trouble housing all of those people.
Right.
Well, most of them camp.
There's a lot of camp.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's fun. But I got to tell you, though, Terry, we've done many stories there.
I got to tell you, Oshkosh is pretty amazing. Last week, they had 3,000 volleyball teams in for a tournament. Teams. 3,000 teams. And they had about two other things going on.
Life Fest. That is huge for the youth.
Yes, and it was on the same weekend in Oshkosh. It was amazing.
That is, yeah. They
unfortunately got rained on. We're talking about the ladies' but
Saturday,
still. But Oshkosh is not afraid to hold huge events.
Yeah, they do it right.
Yep.
Yeah, they sure know what they're doing. How exciting for the whole area.
No question. Yeah. No, we're going to be down there Tuesday and Thursday next week.
at EAA. Excellent. I will be listening.
Great.
That's going to be fun.
Great, great, great.
We got some great guests coming on. So yeah, it'll be good.
Always fun. You doing any fun stuff? I mean, you did some really cool things recently, going around different places and everything. And anything where you're like, I know this is work, but it's fun too. Any of those kind of things?
It is, isn't it? Just getting out there. And I know you were talking about, you know, going to this convention and you're just kind of looking around like, But it is so great to get out with everybody and meet people and hear their stories and, you know, just kind of find out what's happening in the other pockets of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
We're so lucky. What a great state, you guys.
And, of course, Terry's very involved with Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, and she's joined the team on New Wisco Weekend, so she always – who did you speak with last week on the show? It was the son of whom?
Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
Oh, cool.
His son, Christian Love, is now carrying on the tradition as part of the Beach Boys.
Okay, do you know who his brother is, the dad, Love?
Mike Love is the dad, and then his son is Christian.
Yeah. Their dad played in the NBA, and their brother, Kevin Love, is still in the NBA.
No way.
Yeah, and they had a situation.
How come they don't talk about that?
Yeah, I know. Kevin Love is about 6'11", great NBA player. He may have retired now over the last year or so, but their dad was Stan Love, played in the NBA for a lot of years. But Stan Love, this is a unique story. So Stan Love, this is during during the Charles Manson era. Mm-hmm. They were trying, you know what I mean? That whole thing with the Beach Boys, and they sent Stan Love over to like beat up one of Manson's people one time.
No.
Yeah. Really? Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a fascinating story behind the whole Love connection with the Beach Boys. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And knowing you know sports, I can see how you know that side and we can put it all together since I talked to Christian Love.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next book, I think we could write this one.
Okay. I'm in. Yeah. So there you go. So that's my little Beach Boy connection that I know of. The behind the scenes. What show did it used to be? Behind the Music.
Yeah. Behind the Music.
Love that show. BS. Yeah, I loved
that. Those used to be good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the MTV stuff was good. Now, is MTV even still a thing?
I don't think there's any videos anymore.
No, there's not. It's all teenage moms and overweight people. And,
all reality shows?
The Summer House and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
I've never watched those. Yeah. Jim's big into those.
Yeah. Can't wait to get home, get out the bun buns. And
you a Summerfest person at all, Terry?
Absolutely. I love Summerfest.
My favorite thing is, I've only gone there twice in my life, but my favorite thing is just riding that, it's almost like the chairlift. Have you ever done that?
The gondolas?
And you realize how many people are there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you go?
That is fun. That makes you feel like a kid again, too, when you're kind of looking at,
look
at all the people.
Yeah.
Terry, do you take advantage of some of Milwaukee's festivals? The Irish, German, Polish?
Yeah. The one that surprised me that was so much fun, and I really hope I can get back there again, Irish Fest.
Well, Irish is great. Do they still have a Catholic Mass on that day?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the priest.
Everything, yes, you can think of. And the hottest band, and they tour across the world, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, we talked about them.
Yeah, we did.
The bagpipers.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say the hottest band, but I just remember that being the hottest mass. And that priest liked the congregation being thousands of people, and he went, Irish Fest is great. Polish Fest is great. They're all great. The food is good.
I think
the music
is good.
There
has to be an Italian Fest. I don't know if
there
still
is.
Is there
still?
And
then it goes later on, the Bastille Day is, of course, the French. More downtown, but that usually coincides with the circus parade. So I just think Milwaukee's got it going on. I know you got a big convention there this week, but that's just a cool thing. And we need to do more of that. You know, Johnny said that Oshkosh Appleton, you know, Green Bay, they do good things. Mile of Music's coming up. You know, that's an awesome event.
Oh, Mile of Music is wonderful. Yeah. You know, though, I have to say, Mr. Mayor, when I get back to Green Bay these days, I'm amazed at how different, bigger, and it's just got a good flair to it as well.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think the vibe is good. You know, we just interviewed a student here. She's actually a student of the year at TC, and she likes Green Bay. She thinks there's things to do. And, you know, I don't know that it was always that way. So we have a lot of work to do, let me tell you. But I think so far, so good. It's nice to have festivals, to have music, to everybody's
and
like
that Riverwalk.
Yeah.
Woo. Ooh.
Yeah.
I dig that. And the day we were there and we were walking, oh, everybody was out. It was a gorgeous day and night. And yeah, I think Green Bay is good.
Yeah, people mm-hmm. say that. They're like, that is, that city deck, that's awesome. And I'm, well, for $13 million, it better be awesome.
Yeah.
But it is. It's used a lot. And that's what's important. It's the programming. I mean, the structure's good, but the programming is what really makes it great. So, yeah, I'm glad
Absolutely.
To hear you say that. Yeah, we, and there's more to do. And we're just talking about, you know, other smaller communities, you know, Howard and Bellevue. They're even today at, not Kaminsky Park. Where's Frank?
Yeah, would you say Kaminsky?
It's Kaminsky. That's
it's
where
not,
the,
it's, Klipsky?
Whatever. Anyway, there's a lot of events going on, and I think that's great. I think a lot of that started mm-hmm. in Green Bay, but I think other municipalities are doing that, and I think it's great. I think it helps
totally
people
agree.
See each other and enjoy music,
life.
And yeah, it's a quality of life thing, and there's so much talent
in
Green Bay. So yeah, well, thanks for next time you come up, give us a call so we can get together and
hang
Ooh,
out.
Hang
and
out.
You're gonna make breakfast.
I can do that. I can.
For you, he would. For us, he doesn't. But that's fine.
Aww.
Terry Barr, always a pleasure having you on. We love your personality. We love your energy.
For me.
You betcha.
Will do.
You take care.
Thanks, Terry.
See you, Terry Barr.